Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
COVID-19 news by the numbers. Ector County, 17,660 total cases, 379 deaths. Midland County, 17,871 total cases, 274 deaths. Texas, 3,015,520 total cases, 52,606 deaths. U.S. cases, 33,659,974 total confirmed cases, and 604,596 deaths. Find out more at COVIDinthebasin.com. Here are some Odessa American quick hits. Auditions. Arts Talent has scheduled a national casting audition at 7 p.m. July 21st at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center at 305 East 5th Street. Sign up at artstalent.com/MidlandOdessa-TX. Masquerade Ball. A masquerade ball benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of the Permian Basin will take place from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. August 14th at the Bush Convention Center, 105 North Main Street in Midland. The event will include live entertainment, dancing, dinner, open bar, silent and live auction, games, and more. Sponsorship opportunities are available. For tables, tickets, or more information, email tim@basinkids.org or visit tinyurl.com/vm2uuvj7. Flash flooding dangers need to be taken seriously. The story was written by Carol A. Cates, Chief Nursing Officer at Odessa Regional Medical Center. We have had more rain this year than I remember since my parents moved here in the mid-80s. It is a little mind-boggling to me that the grass in my yard at home is green in July when we aren't running the sprinklers. While the rain and green are much needed and wanted luxuries for us here in West Texas, our rains generally come with a price. That price is flash flooding. I don't know if you saw the news, but we lost a member of our Permian Basin family in late June because of flash flooding. A gentleman in Marfa died when his car was washed away in a flood zone. I speak to Chief Huber at Odessa Fire Rescue regularly. One day, a couple of weeks ago, he told me that the brave people at OFR had pulled 20 people out of cars in high water already that day. It was still raining when we spoke. I have no data to back this up other than my own observations, but I would imagine OFR has pulled dozens of people from cars in high water so far this year. Every single one of those people could have died in those floodwaters. The danger is that great. High water rescues are one of the more dangerous things first responders do, and those rescuers literally put their lives on the line with every rescue. If you think about it that way, it's miraculous we haven't lost more people in this area to flash flooding. Flash flood waters are incredibly dangerous and need to be taken seriously. According to floodsafe.gov, flash flooding is the leading cause of weather-related death in the U.S. Nearly 200 people die every year related to flash flooding. The number two cause for weather-related deaths is tornadoes. 39 people a year die in tornadoes. If you do the math, 8 times as many people die in flash floods than tornadoes each year. Texas does not have a good record when it comes to flash flooding statistics. Texas has more flash flood-related deaths than any other state, and we have doubled the number of flash flood deaths of the number two state, California. 76% of the flash flood-related deaths in Texas are related to vehicles. Nationally, the death rate from flash floods and vehicles is 50%. A flash flood is defined by the U.S. National Weather Service as, quote, a rapid and extreme flow of high water into a normally dry area, or a rapid water level rise in a stream or creek above the predetermined flood level, the point at which the water spills over the banks, end quote. Flash floods generally break out in less than 6 hours. That certainly fits what happened here in Odessa. The rain starts, and many of our streets, in a matter of minutes to hours, become rivers. For instance, in a recent rainstorm, there was a section of Business 20 out near Fondry Road where the water was so deep it nearly covered the cabs of pickups that attempted to drive through those waters. It only took a few hours of rain for that to happen. The currents in our streets can become incredibly strong. The car of the gentleman in Marfa was literally swept away by flash flood waters. If those currents can sweep away a car that weighs about a ton, that it can sweep away a person is not at all hard to imagine. Yet, people still try to cross flash flood waters in their cars. It only takes 6 inches of water to stall most cars. 3 to 5 inches of water can cause damage to the car, even if it doesn't stall. Water a foot deep can cause a car to float. Water 2 feet deep can cause a car to turn over. I'm sure you see people trying to drive quickly through floodwaters, thinking that will save them from stalling. That tactic doesn't make it better, it can make it worse. Fast driving through water splashes water higher up on the engine, increasing the chances that water will enter the engine and damage your car. The way water damages cars is by getting spark plugs wet and causing shorts in the electrical system, by getting water in the fuel system through the exhaust or air intake, by damaging the connection rods in an engine because water doesn't compress, and by cracking catalytic converters because of rapid shifts in temperature with the water contact. Any of those repairs is going to be costly. We will have more flash floods here in West Texas. Please remember to protect your life, the lives of the ones you love, and the lives of our brave first responders by never driving into water, even if you think it is only a couple of inches deep. If you do get stuck in your car in water, get out of the car, away from the car, and out of the water as quickly as you can. Take a route out of the water that keeps the water below your ankles so you don't get pushed off your feet by currents. If you can't get out of the car, call 911. With flash flooding, the best motto to remember is, turn around, don't drown. We turn around with tornadoes, the number two cause of weather-related death. We need to treat flash flooding the same way.
Hello, this is Cindy, continuing to read from the Odessa American for Monday, July 12th. Samaritan Counseling Center, Forget the Stigma, by Yvette Rodriguez. It has only been a short time since the mental health stigma has begun changing. Even in today's world, some people still see mental illness as a people being crazy or too emotional. People with mental health issues are often told, oh, just get up, dust yourself off, and keep going. There is nothing wrong with you. It is in your head. Truth is, it is in their head, but not in the derogatory way it is intended. The brain is the computer of the body. When it is not functioning properly, neither does anything else. A healthy brain can help produce positive thoughts, giving us the ability to navigate difficult circumstances. Mental health is an illness, and like any other illness, one would seek help from a professional. In my opinion, mental health is more important than your physical health. As the body's computer, the brain controls every physical aspect of our body. Many philosophical and religious belief systems across the spectrum identify the mind as the key or critical element to who we are and become. Buddha said, "The mind is everything, what you become." The Bible has something similar in Proverbs. As a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Forget the stigma. Do not be afraid to ask for help. Take care of your mental health. If Samaritan can be of assistance, please do not hesitate to contact us at 432-563-4144.
Police investigating cell phone store theft. The Odessa Police Department is searching for a man involved in a theft at a cellular store. The reported theft happened at 3:55 p.m. June 14th at Verizon Wireless, located at 6966 East Highway 191, an OPD press release stated. Investigation reportedly showed a man stole $1,335 worth of merchandise. OPD has released a photo of the man that can be seen at tinyurl.com/JFJ4HA3V. Anyone with information about the theft is asked to contact Detective Y. Medrano at 432-335-4937 or Odessa Crime Stoppers at 432-333-TIPS and reference case number 21-000-9757.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, July 10, 2021. Few points. Improving outdoor space. Partnership leads to $55 million Hogan Park Initiative. Midland Quality of Place Initiative. Outdoor life in Midland has never been more vibrant than it is today. The past few years have created explosive growth in youth and adult sports, running, cycling, and the broader health and wellness communities of Midland. Add in all the outdoor gathering spaces and restaurant patios we have seen developed around town, and the story is clear. Midland is increasingly family-oriented, active, and ready to commit to elevating the general quality of life around us. A group of us have come together to create the Midland Quality of Place Initiative, and we've been hard at work for the past 2 years, laying the foundation for a broader plan. Our focus is to improve the planned and built environment in Midland by incorporating innovative design, cohesive architecture, connectivity, and quality pedestrian spaces. The Quality of Place community is comprised of Christina Johnson, Chris Ginsbach, Sharla Hotchkiss, Jack Ladd, John Norman, Jeff Beard, Sarah Harris, Lori Blong, and Greg Maybe. In addition to this community committee, the City Council is entirely committed to improving the quality of our public spaces. The Hogan Park Initiative is the first tangible project to go forward in partnership between the City of Midland and Midland Quality of Place. This project was already slated as next in line in the City of Midland's Parks Master Plan to address the city's need for preserved green spaces and connecting bike paths. As Midland Quality of Place and the City have worked together, Hogan Park has emerged as a priority from a grassroots community exploration of quality of life needs for Greater Midland. The Hogan Park redevelopment will rebuild and improve 120 acres of the park, excluding Hogan Park Golf Course, Sibley Nature Center, and Christensen Stadium. And the plan currently includes 14 turf baseball and softball fields, 4 grass practice fields, 12 batting cages, 5 multi-purpose turf soccer and football fields, 7-mile Hogan Trail walking path with trailheads, covered basketball pavilion, tall city playground, splash pad, social lawn with pavilion, food truck court, great lawn event space, dog parks, shaded seating areas, 1,979 parking spaces, including RV and bus parking, staff maintenance building, all new pedestrian and sports field lighting. Construction documents are being prepared this summer. The estimated cost for improvement is around $55 million for this public-private partnership. The City Council has demonstrated buy-in and support with $10 million in committed certificates of obligation. The Midland Development Corps is contracting with consulting firm Deanies Ferris to secure opportunities for local, state, and national funding. A local foundation will serve as the fiscal sponsor for the project as we move forward to confirm our permanent governance structure. The city will retain ownership of the property, but Hogan Park will be maintained and operated by a new park conservancy structure with its own staff and governing board. The park conservancy's organizational structure will be in place to operate the new Hogan Park by its anticipated opening in spring 2024. A privately funded planning study completed by Deanies Ferris earlier this year concluded that our community and funders outside of Midland would be supportive of this initiative if such issues as governance and maintenance structures are established, and the city confirms financial commitment and an ongoing partnership. A public-private partnership is the clear path forward to success. Attractive public spaces catalyze economic activity, as Centennial Park has proven. Excluding the golf course, Hogan Park currently draws approximately 360,000 visitors per year. An estimated 45% of those visitors are out-of-town guests who attend sports tournaments and go on to spend money at Midland's hotels, restaurants, and retail establishments. After the redevelopment adds capacity and amenities to the park, the number of guests visiting Hogan Park each year is expected to grow to 1.2 million. As we move closer to launching our vision, Midland's business community, philanthropic organizations, and individuals will have the opportunity to participate in a transformational era for our city. Midland's public-private partnerships are crucial to achieving significant work. This structure has succeeded for projects including Centennial Park, the Pioneer Water Reclamation Facility, IDEA Public Schools, and Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center's Physician Assistant Program expansion at Midland College. A reimagined Hogan Park will be another success as we build Midland's future as a destination, not just a detour on the way to somewhere better.
To Your Good Health by Dr. Keith Roach. Does injection prevent surgery down the road? Dear Dr. Roach, I've had morning stiffness and a clicking sensation in my ring finger for about 6 weeks, which was diagnosed during my annual physical today as trigger finger. The ring finger is not painful. There is no nodule in the palm, and it doesn't lock up. I've read about three treatments: steroid injection, percutaneous release with a needle, and surgery. My symptoms are so slight that I feel silly going to a hand surgeon now. I'm a healthy 74-year-old woman, not diabetic. Will this inevitably get worse? And if yes, will an injection now, in the early onset stage, help to avoid surgery down the road? Answer: it will not necessarily get worse, and surgery is by no means always required. Wearing a splint for 3 to 6 weeks may be all that's needed to solve the problem, but an injection can be given if the locking persists. Anti-inflammatory medications can help if pain develops. Occasionally, the injection needs to be repeated, but only rarely have I sent a patient for surgery. Dear Abby, for Monday, July 12, 2021. Man breaks pact while demanding wife stick to it. Dear Abby, my husband and I have been together almost 20 years. When we first started dating, I would have an occasional drink. He said he chewed tobacco, but I never saw him do it. We agreed that I wouldn't drink and he wouldn't chew. I found out later that he continued to do it about twice a year. I feel misled. He doesn't want me to drink because of some incidents with his family when he was young. I've pointed out to him that this is controlling, but he insists it's not. There are times I would like to have a drink at family celebrations, and I can't, and it's awkward. Should I really be held to something I agreed to when I was a young 20-something? Under Control in New Mexico. Dear Under Control, it may be time to revisit that deal you made with your husband. If he reneged, you are free to do as you wish. If these incidents involved his family, they have nothing to do with yours, and you should not be prevented from enjoying an alcoholic beverage at your family celebrations when you like. Dear Abby, several years ago, my teenage nephew, Jim, gave my younger son his collection of trading cards. He had outgrown the game, and my son was just starting to get interested. Before Jim gave them away, my brother, his dad, suggested that some of the cards might be valuable and that Jim should check before giving them away. Instead, Jim decided to hand them all over. It turns out that part of the collection is quite valuable, and we could sell them for a significant sum. I'm inclined to do that and put the proceeds toward my son's college fund, which would really help us out. The question is, should I split it and send half to my nephew? Usually, a gift is the recipient's to do with as they'd like. But Jim was a kid with a kind heart when he made this gift, and he was thinking more about playing the game than about money. He's out of school now with no debt and is established in a job. What do you think? Act of Kindness. Dear Act of Kindness, Jim doesn't need the money from the sale of those cards, but it could make a big difference to your son. Since you asked for my opinion, I would suggest you at least offer a portion of the money to Jim. Dear Abby, my daughter is married to a very nice man, but he's a know-it-all. When we have a conversation, he is always right and disregards my point of view. I know my daughter is upset by it, but of course, she takes his side. I have tried to be close with him, but he cannot take a joke or let anyone have an opinion that differs from his. They have two beautiful children. I love watching twice a week. What can I do? Never write in the West. Dear Never Write, what you should do is start dwelling on the positive. Thank your lucky stars that the know-it-all is a good husband and father. Except that you will probably never be closer to him than you are now and derive your enjoyment from watching your beautiful grandchildren. Horoscopes by astrologer Georgia Nichols. Happy birthday for Monday, July 12, 2021. You are easygoing, cheerful, and energetic. You are also intelligent and persuasive. This year, you have a strong focus on partnerships, whether they are beginning or ending. Everything to do with your home is also highlighted, which is why you might do something to change your residence or fix up where you currently live. Privately, your idealism is aroused. The stars show the kind of day you'll have. 5 dynamic, 4 positive, 3 average, 2 so-so, 1 difficult. Aries, March 21st through April 19th, 4 stars. Today you're excited about big plans related to home and family. Work with your ideas, but be aware that there is a moon alert all day. Wait until tomorrow to act on your exciting plans. Tonight, socialize. Taurus, April 20th through May 20th, 4 stars. Because you're enthusiastic today, people will enjoy talking to you, especially siblings, relatives, and neighbors. They're interested to hear your big plans and exciting travel plans. Explore your ideas, but wait until tomorrow to act. Check the moon alert. Tonight, enjoy family discussions. Gemini, May 21st through June 20th, 4 stars. Today, your ruler Mercury is dancing with lucky Jupiter, which makes you excited about big plans connected with finances, major purchases, or something to do with your earning power. Jot down these ideas because they could be great. However, wait until tomorrow to spend your money. Tonight, enjoy talking to others. Leo, July 23rd through August 22nd, 4 stars. This is a wonderful day for you to do research of any kind. For starters, you are interested in philosophical, deep ideas today, And because of the moon alert, see above, your mind is willing to entertain new concepts. Learn as much as you can. Tonight, enjoy solitude. Virgo, August 23rd through September 22nd, 4 stars. Group discussions will go well today because you are enthusiastic and encouraging to others. Quite likely, you will play a leadership role. However, because of today's moon alert, see above, do not act on important decisions. Explore ideas today, but wait until tomorrow to act. Tonight, you are popular. Libra, September 23rd through October 22nd, 4 stars. You impress bosses, partners, and teachers today because you are enthusiastic and willing to think big. They are impressed with your thoughts and your bold energy. However, because of the moon alert today, see above, don't volunteer for anything. Wait until tomorrow to initiate your plans. Tonight, talk to a friend. Scorpio, October 23rd through November 21st, 4 stars. This is a marvelous day to learn because your mind is eager to explore new concepts. Likewise, you might want to make travel plans or introduce ideas related to publishing, the media, medicine, or the law. Please note, today is a moon alert. Wait until tomorrow to initiate anything. Tonight, you are noticed. Sagittarius, November 22nd through December 21st, 4 stars. Be careful today. Because of today's moon alert, avoid financial decisions and spending big amounts of money. Meanwhile, this is the very thing you're interested in doing because you're focused on inheritances, shared property, and insurance matters. Do your research, but wait until tomorrow. Tonight, do something different. Capricorn, December 22nd through January 19th, 4 stars. You will enjoy schmoozing with partners and close friends today. You will also enjoy talking to members of the general public. Likewise, you also will encounter others who are happy to chat with you as well. Agree to do nothing important today. Wait until tomorrow. Tonight, do not shop. Aquarius, January 20th through February 18th, 3 stars. Work-related travel is likely for some of you. Form working units and work with each other today. However, don't volunteer for anything important. Today is a moon alert. Coast and enjoy your day. Tonight, cooperate with others. Pisces, February 19th through March 20th, 4 stars. This is a fun-loving, playful day. Enjoy social outings, sports events, and fun activities with kids. In particular, your own creative talents will be hot. Express your ideas, but wait until tomorrow to set something in motion. Moon alert. Tonight, tidy up things.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.